Why do you do this?
Feels good.
I know, but it's like you're overjuicing. You're overjuicing my orange.
I don't. What?
So you just find you guys like all day with him, just like, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Welcome back to the basement, Nolan North, alongside Michelle Morrow.
For a second, what's up?
We didn't scare you away.
I know, I'm here again.
Because she's wants to.
I just want to
beat my ass in.
That's right.
Overcooked 2 or 3.
We got a new game for that, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay. My favorite part of the show, Drew. Drew came up with some great topics and tangents. Last week's were interesting. Remember the Bavarian
butt
grenades?
Who could forget?
but this year, these are some fun. And the first one we're going to start off, and I like how we do this. Last week it was the kid, little 4-year-old Josh. Here's another feel good story.
Yeah.
Out of Massachusetts, outside Boston, Keith Willie. Yeah. Wild.
Willie's good though.
So he's a professional treasure hunter. This family in Massachusetts heard stories that their money was like buried in their house somewhere. But this rumor like from the 1950s, and they had carpenters and people come in to look for it. Nobody found anything. They called in Keith. Just put it up. Keith, W-I-L-L-E. How do you say that? Willie. Keith the treasure hunter out in Massachusetts goes in there and he gets a freaking metal detector and he's like, oh, sweet, dude, look what I found. Metal box beneath the attic floorboards, $46,000. $46,000 in cash. And I heard a little bit more about this, that it was still wrapped in the original bands and everything.
Oh, wow.
And all of this. The family are still deciding what to do with the money.
This is the second time I've had to reclaim my property from you.
It belongs in a museum.
$46,000 from the 1950s, too. Like, that was a lot of money.
Yeah, but I don't think they don't inflate it. Still, it would still be, if it's cash, it's still worth the same.
But just think that family had, like, for them, it was like hundreds of thousands that they put up and they just hid.
So why would you hide? That number is strange, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like $46,000. Unless the guy was like, got $50,000 and said, I'll just use 4. And I'll put this up here. And he went down and he was like, I got to go up there, get some more money. Heart attack. Nobody knows about the cash. He's gone.
All right.
I want to know
the story. What would you do? What would you do with the $46,000?
Vegas, put it all on black.
Wow. Just immediately go for it.
Let's go. Let's double down.
I mean, it wasn't your money in the first place.
Double down.
Yes, sir. You gotta love this town.
Now, does Keith, the treasure hunter,
yeah, Willie,
was he paid a fee to do this? And then he finds a bunch of money and goes, where's my cut? I wonder if he worked out a deal.
With the family?
Maybe there's 50, like, see, 46.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not like he's the guy who owned the house. He was actually a professional treasure hunter.
They hired him to come.
That's his job. Hey,
somebody said there's money in our house. So he came and did it. They would have said, well, you got to pay me, you know, $1,500 to do this. They're like, okay, it's worth it. Let's try it. And then, or is he like, all right, you know, let me check it for free and I'll take 10%.
He's a regular Nathan Drake, this guy.
Who's that?
Perfect.
Except if he was Nathan Drake, the whole town would have exploded and imploded into the earth. And he would have flown away with it, like, where's the money, kid? And he's like, oh, I lost it. Ah, I'll just go murder kids. That's a Richard McGonagall thing. Please, this is story number 2.
Oh my gosh, this story.
Go with this
story. There's this homeowner, and no.
I love this one.
There was this house up for sale, and there was a couple who were getting married.
Like a mansion.
Yeah, I shouldn't say a house. This thing was huge. I don't know if it says 9-bedroom home, first listed for $7.25 million.
This the guy who did this is too stupid to be a foreigner.
In 2019, he's got to be an American.
Definitely
right?
An American. Only an American would have the audacity to do what he did.
This house, it has a grand ballroom. It has a 2-story bar. It has movie theater, a 2-lane bowling alley, a pool, a tennis court. Like, the thing is hooked up. It has a dance studio. So this guy, Mr. Wilson, he asked the people who own the house when he took a tour of it, and he's like, can I use this for my wedding? And they're like, no. But he decided to just, you know, make invitations and invite everyone to his wedding, which he called the Wilson Estate, and just invited everybody there for his wedding. He just showed up with a couple hundred guests. Like,
I don't know how I feel about that. I kind of like, it's pretty ballsy.
It's real ballsy.
It's so ballsy. And the only way this works is if his fiance was complicit. Because
she had to be.
She have to know that, hey, honey, this might not work.
Maybe he didn't tell her, though. I got it. It's on lock.
Well, he's
not getting married.
He's not
anymore.
Getting married. It's my big day.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's like,
can you imagine?
Because that's what happened. So the real homeowner, yeah, Nathaniel Finkel, he came home to see all the wedding guests driving in through his gate.
Bowling.
Called 911 and everyone escorted everyone off his property.
Yeah.
And I love this. The only quote the guy, as the reporters were asking me, was, quote, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. That's it. I don't want to talk about it.
But that's unbelievable. The guy just, he had visited, the house was for sale, right? And he had visited it a number of times. Just decided, figured.
And he asked even, can I?
Yeah, probably figured that, well, no one lives there.
Asked permission. And they said, no. And he's like, oh, then I'll just do it.
And then a month later, he just did it.
Yeah.
Thinking no one's coming home. Like, hey, we can sneak a wedding in.
Or maybe that a house this size wouldn't have security cameras.
Maybe it's so big, no one's going to know anyone on the West Wing of the house. I don't know.
I mean, the house is massive. If you look it up online, the house is wild.
There it is. It's nice. I don't know if that is.
Look at that pool.
Is that a pool or is that a lake?
It's a lake.
I don't know.
It's got some.
It's a plake. It's a plague.
I wish they got a quote from the wife, though. Or the fiance, I should say.
Here's the funny thing.
That's who I want.
I don't get it when they say a 9-bedroom home.
Nine.
Because technically, if you put a bed in the kitchen, it's a bedroom.
That's true. But technically, it has to have a bathroom in order to be considered.
I believe kitchens have sinks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I was wrong. You can totally go to the bathroom in the sink.
Number one on the left, number two, wherever the disposal is.
He's got it figured out.
You're going to want to move that through the pipes.
That's on the garbage disposal side.
That's why I appreciate a loose stool.
Yeah.
In case you need the kitchen.
Wow.
That could be edited.
So dinner at Nolan's house.
We're so leaving that in.
More like dessert.
Wow.
Look out! Wow. Yep, I can make any story just a little worse.
Yeah, you can. Talent.
I don't know how I feel about this guy. Like, I'm kind of like, you gave it a shot.
Yeah.
He wanted to go all out for his girl. He was like, you know what? I'm going to make it the wedding of this. I'm going to give her what she wants. Maybe she was like, honey, I need this venue. I love it. And maybe he just like lied to her a little bit about it and just was like kind of, I mean, the guy was told no, and he still did it.
I think she was in on it. I got to think she was in on it. Because it says the Wilsons sent out invitations. So, I mean, and they said it was their house.
Yeah, the Wilson Estate. They even named it. Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true. So at that point, she has to be. You're right. She had to have been in on it. It was on the wedding invites to be like the Wilson Estate, and she knows it's not, unless she thought like they rented it for that name.
I'm going to tell you something. I want to party with these cowboys. Giddy up, fuckers. I got to say, what a story. They have a story. And here's the cool thing is the guy didn't press charges. It was no harm, no foul, I guess. Yeah. I mean,
I can't believe he did. What do you
think? I think they just like went out in the street, in the park, like on the sidewalk. Well, let's do this. I mean, did they still get married, or did they just go
out in the street? Like they're all just waiting. Yeah. The cops.
By God, we're getting married here in front of this house.
Well, but think of all like, did they have to cancel it? Like, cancel the fireworks? You know, cancel the helicopter? You know, like,
something tells me they didn't have money for fireworks and a helicopter. Something's just.
Well, but they could have conned their way into that too. Be like, the Wilson Estate will pay for it.
That's true.
Wow.
They could do that.
I just can't believe he tried.
He did. He went for it. I mean,
he went for
kudos.
It, swing and a miss. But I'm sure they're still married. They got a great story. And at the end of the day, that's
I wonder if really... they got married or she's like, I'm out.
Speaking of beavers, what? Silly,
what a
silly
segue.
Rabbit. Segways are for kids. Barry Sobel. Not mine. Canadian telecommunications company said 900 customers in British Columbia town lost internet when beavers chewed through a fiber cable.
Wow.
Yeah. Tela said customers in Tumbler Ridge, which amazingly,
Tumbler
a
Ridge.
Place called Tumbler Ridge has internet service. You've been out to in Tumbler Ridge? They lost service at 4 a.m. That's prime porn watching. In Canada.
Yeah.
That's when they sit there and go, it's really cool, eh? Turn it on.
Oh, my God.
It's beavers chewed through a fiber cable multiple points. Team located nearby dam appears the beavers dug underground alongside the creek to reach the cable because beaver loves cable.
Dude, the fact that they went 3 feet underground to just tear those up, I kind of respect the beavers for it.
I've respected beaver for years. And... the fact that they will work cable like that.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when there's chewing on it in multiple locations.
Yeah. Chewing on cable is always sexy.
And I mean... anyway. I want to party with these cowboys.
Yeah.
No, I mean, 4.5 inch thick.
Wow. Really getting there with this.
Now we're back to the now we're back to the German grenades.
That's all the story needs.
This is Tumbler Ridge has internet, I think, is the real story here.
Yeah, I think so too.
Or it did.
It did get fully restored.
You know, the big thing is Drew, when we have Zoom calls, Drew's internet is always slow. And I'm wondering... Drew has beavers, or Drew may be part beaver.
Or Drew has...
chewing through his own cable.
Drew has beavers chewing on his cable.
Drew may be the beaver chewing his own cable. Which is both disgusting and impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's every beaver's dream.
Every beaver's dream. Mm. Wow. Thank God no one watches this.
Yeah.
Because we're all going to hell. I'd be pissed. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to do my Amazon. I got to do my...
Right.
I got to do my...
especially at 4 a.m.
Especially at 4 a.m. when I'm sitting there
prime
buying...
prime Amazon.
Buying things I don't need.
Yeah, like German hand grenades.
German... well, yeah. You don't want to buy that online. You want to hold it and get the weight right.
Right.
What have you... what's the... I actually know the stupidest thing I've bought in that tired funk when you're... go down the rabbit hole. What's the craziest thing, like, or the most useless thing you've ever bought?
Amazonnesia?
Yeah, there you go.
Amazonnesia? Yeah. I get pretty mundane things, like, you know, I'll order like cotton balls or too much toilet paper or cleaning supplies. I'll do that a lot.
I thought houses came with cotton balls.
Oh, I did buy...
I've never bought a pack.
Really?
I've just, like, they just show up in my bathroom. I'm like, oh. I don't think I've ever used one except when I had like a mosquito bite as a kid with calamine lotion. My grandmother would put that stuff.
The little pink stuff.
Right, but
women use it to take their makeup off and stuff.
Women wear makeup?
Yeah.
Girls are pretty. I know what mine was. I bought this thing that goes for like a tub drain.
Uh-huh.
That is a it's like this. I think it's called like the tub mushroom or something. It goes in and it like, look it up. It's not gross. It looks like it could be something for your butt, but it's for the tub, and which backwards is butt. Oh, I see how it all is a conspiracy against me.
Wow.
It's like,
wow.
You want to get the hair out of your butthole. You need one of these mushrooms. You just pull it. No. It's a tub mushroom. Anyway, just you don't get hair in the drain.
That's what it does? It sucks the hair out?
No, it doesn't suck the hair out. It's just this thing that stops hair from going down the tub, but
it's a little receptacle.
Like some people, you know, those things break. So we got a tub mushroom.
And you bought one of those.
I did. I did it in that haze in the middle of the night. And I put it in there. I thought it was great. And I think it was like, I don't know, a couple days later, it was by my sink. And I'm...
I bought it.
My wife's like, what the hell is that? I'm like, not what you think.
She's like, yeah, I've
it
seen
was for
this.
The tub.
Yeah. I bought a tarot card deck like that. Like
really?
Late at night. Yeah. It was just a little wolf deck. And I forgot that I ordered it. And I was like, where the hell did I get this? Just came to the house one day, like a witch sent it or something. My husband's like, why do you buy this?
Why do you do this? Why would you do that?
Well, I could tell the future.
But you can't.
But I can.
But then
I'll read your tarot cards.
You will.
I will.
I'm a little scared because I had it done once and it was shockingly effectively
See?
Correct. And it See? Wasn't, but it wasn't good.
Oh.
I had a friend of mine in Boston. He was like, these are great. He's like, here we go. And he says, and he flips the last card. He goes, this was fun. It's fine. I'm like, what? He goes, it's okay.
Nothing.
And he wouldn't tell me. And bad things happened in the next 6 months of my life. It turned
shit.
Out fine, but like bad things happened.
Oh shit.
I murdered this family.
Yeah, yeah.
I would never admit that in front of people.
Man, that is
it was his family.
Serious shit.
It was his family. No, it was actually something to do with I was dating someone and he found out later. After I hadn't seen him a year later, she had cheated on me.
Oh no.
And he had seen that in the cards.
He told you she was going to cheat?
He told me that after. But he's like, remember the cards? I'm like, yeah. He goes, that's what it said. That's why.
Maybe he should have given you a heads up.
We could have just whooped some ass and be like, hey.
Yeah.
You straighten up and fly right, Missy.
And then you tell her. Yeah.
Of course, she cheated with him. And he was gay.
That's
wow. No, she didn't cheat with him. He was a very good friend of ours. And yeah, no, he said that's what he saw. So, and I believe him because he really had no skin in the game. It was like, it's not.
Right. He wasn't trying to get with her.
I'm like, I can remember laughing because at that time I was over it.
Yeah.
And I'm still
yeah.
over it now.
Oh, man.
35.
That's a rough card read. Well, I'll read your cards down. Hopefully it'll be.
Really?
Yeah, I will.
Wait, is this Next a serious
I
thing?
I will. I know how to read them. I do.
Now, did you go to school for that?
No.
So I shouldn't be skeptical at all,
right?
It's about
intuition. It's about, yeah, it's about just knowing how to. It's being connected.
Are you connected?
I am. I can do it.
I am so scared right now that I may go chew through some cable. It's Retro Feud. Today, Pagan, why don't you tell us who we have on the show?
Hey, Pagan.
Hello. Hi, Michelle. Hi. Nice to meet you. We have the lovely Andrew and Ian joining us today from The Replayers.
Ooh, okay.
Hello. All right.
Andrew, where are you in the world?
All the way from Lake Orion, Michigan.
Okay, Michigan. We got a little Michigan. And Ian, how about you?
I am in Derby in the UK.
Oh, well, there
Derby.
You go. So
Very
fancy.
Nice. Very nice. Okay, so, and if we check the clock, Ian's probably just completely liquored up by now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's the evening. He's probably completely pissed. And actually, at this
Andrew's
hour,
like, what?
Well, at this hour in Michigan, right. It's drinking time, too. So we all have that in common. Okay, you know how the game goes? Here's the deal. I'm going to think of a number between 1 and 20. The person closest without going over gets to choose if they want to go first or second. And they also get to choose if they would like, if I'm...
The teammates.
I don't know if I should put that. I don't know if I should put that pressure on them.
Why?
Okay, you get to choose if you go first or second and who you're...
They can handle it.
And you get to choose who's going to give it to you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, Andrew, pick a number between 1 and 20.
I'm going to price is right this, 20.
Whoa.
Well, Ian, unless I was thinking 20, you win.
14.
I was actually thinking 14. I was
no
actually,
way.
Yeah, so he but at 20, he lost immediately because you can't go over. That's the worst pick.
I know.
It's the worst pick, Andrew.
Like he can't.
I mean,
bold pick though. Andrew.
It's totally a bold game. One. Yeah. It's like Nolan's going to go 20.
It's a bold tactic.
Bold strategy.
Well, 14. So Ian, would you like to go first or second?
I will go second, please.
Okay.
Ah, you're going to put me in the hot seat.
Now, who's your teammate and who's Ian's teammate? And nobody's feelings are hurt. Except mine.
His will get
I'll go with you. I'll go with Nolan.
So you're going with your
player
so, Andrew,
two, Ian. It's us. Andrew, we're player two.
We got this.
All right. So Andrew, it's you and I.
Strong vibes from Michelle.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. So, okay. So the clock starts on his first answer. All right. So I'm going to take my time on this first one. I put this on a brush to clean my teeth.
Toothpaste.
You drink this hot drink in the morning, black or with a little cream.
Coffee.
Crisscross makes you wanna you go up in the air.
Bounce.
Different generation.
You leap up in the air. Another word for leap.
Lift.
Here comes a grenade. Take.
Cover.
Oh, great.
Time.
Oh, Jesus.
Time.
Crisscross will make you jump.
Totally different generation. Does he know this jump, one? Leap. Do you know that one, Andrew?
That's leap, lift. I did not know that one.
Crisscross will make you jump.
Crisscross applesauce?
It's from the 90s.
Crisscross applesauce. Oh, it doesn't matter. You got four.
It's a 90s thing.
Four. Hey, and
funny thing was also some Allison Chains so for the 90s.
you can start.
On that.
Right on.
This one? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you can start wherever you
all
want.
All right, Ian. We got this one. You ready? All right.
Yep.
Not dark, but
light.
This I would do to my coffee beans if I wanted to have them in the morning. I would put them in a machine or a rap song, bump and
ground.
Grind. Yeah. If this is cinema, this is something that I would watch, not a TV show, but a
film.
You go to the theater.
Movies.
Yeah. Movie. If I was having celebrating my birthday, I would throw a
party.
4-4. Oh, this impossible game is going to continue. It's a sudden death.
Oh dear.
Shit.
Oh no.
30 seconds.
I'm all out of beer. What do I do?
Andrew Lucy is a king. I love it.
All right. Andrew, we're going 15 seconds. When something's funny, I... I am afraid of these. Makeup in the circus.
Oh,
Stephen King's it.
Powder? Clowns.
There you go. Put cream and blank in my coffee. Shit.
All
right. I thought everybody knew I was afraid of clowns. I might have let you down there. All right. Got 15 seconds to beat two, and you're starting on whatever
right,
one
Ian.
You want.
All Let's right. Go. Not spiders, but why did it have to be? They're like slithery, and they're
snakes.
Yeah,
snakes.
Yeah. Not a banana, but and it's red, and it's a fruit.
Apple.
Yep. Don't judge a blank by its cover.
Book.
Not
ding,
a jury.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's
three.
Just
the this impossible show has finally come to a merciful end. Holy shnikes. Ian just creeping by. And we did accept potty for party.
Potty,
so you know.
Yeah.
Potty.
Don't pronounce it. The T, Nolan.
Andrew, you actually Hi. Lost twice today. You got me as a partner, but you chose me as the partner. So you lost.
Deserved.
Yeah, well deserved.
You know that deserves a beer.
That, you
it
know,
does. Yeah. Yes, Andrew Lucy.
For Nolan.
Yeah,
for both of us.
I might need something a little stronger, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Is Retro Feud. Ian Halliday, once again, you win. Absolutely nothing except our love and adoration.
I look forward to receiving it.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
I actually do want to ship empty boxes to people.
Just air.
You go, what did I get? What did they send? And it's just the popcorn. Yeah. They're like,
nothing. Packing peanuts.
That's a glitter bomb.
The packing peanuts would be great. thank you guys for joining us. You're the best. That's the Retro Feud. All right, time for this week's photos on the bar and the shout-outs. Up first, this guy, Zach Smith, just covered in kisses and love.
That's a sweet photo.
That really is. Zach Smith is up there. Little Gamer Boy 5, that's Cameron. So as much color as was in the Zach Smith, Cameron just ripped it out of there. Just went black and white.
That's right.
But it looked like he's chilling on a pillow. And finally, Jackie Rao. Or Row. Like a Rao?
Rao.
Or Row.
Rao. Jackie
Rao. Or Jackie Rao. We don't care. We love Jackie. Jackie,
she's great.
Those are our photos on the bar. Now time for the member shout-outs at the Get Good level this week. Joshua Adams. And at the Altered Beast level, Don Lago, Jordan M., Aaron B., the loud guy, and the lovely and talented Angie Gatfield and all her horses, hardest working person in all of the UK. Angie Gatfield, love you. Shout out to all of you. Here is this week's shout out. Ready? Three,
yeah.
Two, one. Oh, wow. This episode was brought to you by what was Paul Both's ears. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
These people are becoming just regular parts of the basement.
I like the basement.
And you know what? I got to tell you, it's like it smells better down here because we've had a couple guys, too many guys
ladies.
In here. The ladies come in, and don't mean this to sound sexist. You're cleaner.
Probably.
You're just cleaner.
Probably. I know Allison. Why, she showers.
I know. But the thing is, I don't understand this whole thing where. You know, there's like everybody, you know, restrooms, let's make them co-ed. You don't want to come in the men's room.
Oh, I don't.
None of you. Yeah. None of you do. And I don't want to go into the ladies' room because I know what comes out of my body.
Yeah.
And I don't want any female.
I lived in a fraternity for a summer.
That's gross.
And I...
Against your will?
Or know how men live.
Yeah. It's, what's the word? Awful.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, we are filthy creatures, but you love us.
We do.
Some of us.
Mostly.
Some of us are.
Usually.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, that's true. It's awful. There's only one way to end this episode, and that, of course, is
Roadhouse.
Wow.
Mustache. Roadhouse. Ram 1500. Roadhouse.
Love you, Sam Elliott. Good night. See you, everybody.
Bye. What is that?
That's right.
Roadhouse.
Retro Replay stars Nolan North and was created by PJ Harzma, Drew Lewis, and Nolan North. This episode was edited by me, Stephanie Judge, and mixed by Paul Both. This show is listener supported, so if you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Or join our community as a member on YouTube. You can choose from one of four tiers to support on a monthly basis. If you're currently a member, thank you for supporting and keeping this channel going. This show is brought to you by Red Bear Films and Retro Replay. I'm Stephanie Judge. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.